My name is Maddie Dunlap. I am 15 years old. Today is November 26, 2020, and I'm speaking with Don DeWitt, my grandpa. I'm recording this interview from Worcester, Ohio.
And my name is Don DeWitt, commonly known as Papaw. I am Maddie's grandfather, and I'm 78 years old. I live in Worcesterville, Ohio.
All right. The first question is, where did you grow up?
I grew up in a small town in Indiana by the name of Corona. It was a railroad town. We only had 350 people in our town, and a railroad went right through the middle of the town and divided it into two parts. And it was different growing up in that era because obviously we didn't have a lot of the things that kids have today. So basically we played a lot outside, played ball and those kind of things, and played with each other. So activity-wise, that's what we did.
Nice. And the second question is, what is your childhood like, which you kind of already described with the play?
Yeah, it was good.
Nice. Okay, how would you describe yourself as a child?
Oh, probably easygoing, mixed well with other kids. Like I said, we played ball all the time. Far as I know, I wasn't difficult to raise. Raised pretty much by my dad early on. As I mentioned, my mother passed away at two. So raised by my dad pretty much and my grandmother.
Nice. What did you want to be when you grew up?
As I mentioned, I was wanting early on to be a forest ranger and work out west. But reality set in. And when I got into high school, I was pretty good at math, so I decided that maybe being a math teacher might be something I wanted to do, and that's what I did.
Awesome. That's cool. Who were some of your favorite relatives?
I had relatives on both sides. I enjoyed my relatives on my mom's side because I didn't know her, and so I became fairly close to my grandpa, Dawson. But my grandma, DeWitt, is the one that actually did a lot with raising me. So she and my grandpa Dawson, and then my dad's brother, Uncle John, his son Joe, and I were about the same age, so we ran around together. So I enjoyed them all.
Sounds cool. How did you and Mamaw meet?
At a party. A friend of mine that I roomed with, he had met Mamaw and a couple other girls at a teacher's meeting, and he had mentioned that we were having a party that night and they were welcome to come down. So after I got home from scouting football about 11 o'clock on a Saturday night or a Friday night, they were all there, and that's where I met your Mamaw.
That's fun. What was my mom like growing up?
Your mom was easy to raise. She never caused us really any problems, except for her room being a mess. But she was involved in sports, and she did really well in school. So she was easy, pretty easy to raise.
Good. That's nice. What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
Family. Being able to have family. And have grandkids and see our own kids have a family and be able to do what we did with our family is probably the most enjoyable thing.
Living close by helps too. What traditions have been passed on in your family?
Not a lot of them. We were never big on birthdays. Christmas maybe. Getting together on holidays was back then the tradition that people followed. That's how they got together, more so than, on a regular basis. But
nice.
Holidays.
How has your life been different than what you'd imagined?
Well, we never know what life's going to throw at us or where we're going to be. I obviously didn't know that I, when I was younger, that, you know, I'd be end up being living in Ohio, because I was a big Indiana Hoosier, and so I didn't think much of Ohio. But then I ended up marrying an Ohio girl, and so I became a Buckeye.
What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Treat others as you'd like to be treated. Be nice to one another. You know, it's just as easy to be nice as it is to be mean. So why not be nice? There's good in all people. You just have to look for it. That's all.
Okay, last question. For future generations of your family listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
Just have a good life, you know. Be good to one another and remember how important family is, no matter what. That was something that was so important to me early on because of my mother's passing. It brought my brother and sister and I closer together to our dad and my grandmother. So just enjoy what you got.
Thank you, Papa.
Okay. You're welcome, Miss Stanford. I hope that shirt's not anything meaningful. Okay, good. We all done?